We have Plymouth State Representative Matt Muratori. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Hey, good morning, Christine. Thanks for having me.
Well, you know what? It seems like we've been talking about the budget nonstop because we pretty much have because last year's got, once in a lifetime situation where it just got dragged out. Now you've got this budget and you guys are really cranking on this. So what's happened with the House budget? I know you support the passage of, what is it, $47.7 billion. What's included in the House budget?
Yeah, we did. We've been working on the budget since last summer. Every month we kept doing more and more with those 112 budgets. And now we're finally back on track with the fiscal year 2022 budget. As you said, $47.7 billion. There's been increase in local aid. There's been increase in the Student Opportunity Act funding. We put money into that. We did take money out of the rainy day fund. Half the rainy day fund we put into this budget to help balance it and get necessary programs that are needed for our communities. And in this area, we did some interesting things. We gave some money to the Nathan Hale Veterans Outreach, that Kathy Lenatra and my colleague that she supported. We also got $50,000 for a study for a convention center somewhere in Plymouth County.
Now, do you find with this situation, with what we've been dealing with for the past, it's been more than 12 months now, do you find the budget's in a little bit of a better situation than was anticipated maybe a year ago?
Much better, Christine. We really thought we were going to see a $6 to $8 billion shortfall. But we've been able to recover better than what we thought. The money's coming in, the revenues coming in are better than what we projected. And this does not include the money from the Rescue Act. The state is going to be getting about $8 billion. We haven't even included any of this money in there. We'll be talking about that in June, and those will be one-time programs that we'll be looking at.
So that will, if the money comes in like that in June, does part of that go back into that rainy day fund, or does that not affect that?
I think some will go in the rainy day fund, some will go into one-time programs like an ARIA for tourism. We may put a lot of money into tourism, try to bring that back, and other sort of programs that were really hurt by the pandemic.
Now, what happens next for folks that are not familiar with the long progression and procession with the budget and how it works in the State House? Where does it go next?
So next, the Senate will take it up the week of May 24th. They'll get their budget put together, and then there will be a compromise committee that will be put together the first part of June. That'll be made up of six individuals, and they'll work out the differences between the House and the Senate budget, and the goal is to have it on the governor's desk by July 1st.
Sounds like we've been doing it for a while, but great to get an update from you. Thank you. That's State Representative Matt Muratori of Plymouth. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Have a great day. Thanks.
You too.